With borrowed might I'll take thy light in. Hallelujah. timbrel and dancers, praise him upon the strings and pipe. Praise ye him with the timbrel and dancers, praise him upon the strings and pipe. Praise him upon the well-tuned cymbals, praise him upon the loud cymbals, praise him upon the well-tuned cymbals, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise the Lord, and everything that hath breath, praise the Lord.
Thank you very much to the Southwestern Men's Chorus from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, directed by Dr. James C. McKinney, who is the Dean of the School of Church Music there. We appreciate very much the music they have provided for us this morning. Leading our singing this morning is Mr. Richard Baker from Denton, Texas. At the instruments today, and we have a new pianist and a new organist. Yesterday we had Miss Betty Jean Chatham from Lexington, Kentucky, and Miss Iris Hollingsworth from Wichita Falls, Texas. Today we have Mr. Kurt Kaiser of Waco, Texas at the piano, and Mr. Tommy Brinkley of Dallas here at the organ. Dick, come and lead us in a hymn, and we'll share together joyfully.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Good morning. If a gentleman could not lead the singing with these two at the instruments, I suggest he find another business. I am so thrilled that they are there, and I invite you to the side screens. You will be seeing the words to He Leadeth Me. Let's sing all of the stanzas. We will have four. All right, Tommy. Let us stand. Hail it, may be seated.
Our soloist this morning is Mr. Joe Carroll from Austin, Texas. He will be accompanied by Mrs. Joyce Mott of his church in Austin, and she's also the composer of the song that Mr. Carroll will sing.
Thank you, and our theme interpretation this morning, Share His Love Now by Serving People, will be presented by Dr. H. Franklin Pascal. Dr. Pascal.
Brother President and friends, if you want a verse of Scripture appropriate to the morning, climate-wise at least, it is this: The Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. And I know it's cut our audience. Many of my best friends wouldn't brave the weather. Paul said in Philippians 2, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Having the mind of Christ is one of the best ways I know to share His love now by serving people. Having the mind of Christ is thinking His thoughts after Him, identifying with Him, getting out of the way so that we can say truly, for to me to live is Christ. If we are to have the mind of Christ, we must know what the mind of Christ is. Two Episcopal ladies were talking one day, and one said to the other, I have a half mind to join the Baptists. And the other said, go ahead, that's all it takes. A little more appropriate maybe than that remark is a reference to George Washington Carver, a great scientist, who is reported to have prayed each time before his experiment. He prayed something like this, holding the peanut up, gazing upon it, from which he made everything from face powder to axle grease. George Washington Carver prayed, Dear Lord, you made the peanut, and you know what is in it. Help me to find out. That's coming close to the text. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Kepler, when he turned his telescope into the heavens for the first time, prayed, Dear Lord, help me to think again the first thoughts of God. What is the mind of Christ? Listen to Paul as he sets it forth. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God. Form does not mean outward appearance, but inner essence, character, who, being in character, God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The word robbery can mean one of two things. It can mean to go after, to seize, to take, and that's the idea in the word robbery, or it can mean to hold on to keep, or to cleave unto oneself. I prefer the second reading. If you apply the first, you can get something of the mind of Christ, who being in character God, thought it not taking something away from God to be on an equality with God. When Jesus said, I and my Father are one, when he claimed to be equal with God, did he diminish deity to any extent? Did people think less of the power of God? Less of the wisdom of God, the love of God, the grace of God, the truth of God, when he claimed to be equal with God? The answer is obvious. Now, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Our Lord was rich in the Father's glory, with access, easy access, to all of the riches of the Father's world. And yet he thought not these things to be kept for himself, for his own enjoyment, who being in the character of God, who being God, really? Thought it not something to be kept for himself, to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, emptied himself. We are seeing now the unfolding of the mind of Christ. Emptied himself and took upon himself the form of a servant. In form God on the one hand, in form man on the other hand. He was as much God as if he had not been man. And he was as much man as if he had not been God. Without controversy, great is this mystery of godliness. He emptied himself, took upon himself the form of a servant. And now we see the great condescension of the Lord Christ. He stepped down from God to man. That was the mind of Christ. Down from heaven to earth. That was the mind of Christ. Down from the glory of heaven to the shame of earth. Down from the holiness of God to the deep depravity of mankind everywhere. This was the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There is another step in the condescension. Down from God to man, from heaven to earth. But down from man to servant man. And the word for servant here is bought servant. And the bought servant did not have the right to vote. He did not have the right to own property or the right to make a decision on his own. It was the responsibility, undisputed responsibility of the bond servant to do the will of him to whom he belonged. And Jesus was able to say, I always do the will of the Father. That was the mind of Christ. But there is another step down from God to man, from man to servant man, and from servant man to death. For death is a little lower than servitude, and the rich and the poor are alike in death. The great and the small are alike in death. Rulers and rustics, potentates and peasants, savants and schoolboys, all are alike in death. And Jesus stepped down to death. But there is another step. One may wonder if there is any step lower in human existence than dying, to which we all recoil. And there is a step down from that. Even the death of the cross. This was the mind of Christ. Let us read it again and see it all together. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not something to be kept unto himself to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. If you want to know how important one word in Scripture is, look at the word even. It was put there by no accident. Even the death of the cross, despised by the Romans as a mode of execution, despised by the Greeks, and it was foolishness unto them, despised by the Jews, for they did not want to be guilty of nailing him to the tree. He died the death of the cross. What a shame, what a disgrace, and that was the mind of Christ. And he did all of that for you and for me. He died for a great cause, but more than that, he died in your place and mine. He was a martyr in a sense, but he was more than that. He was the substitute for sinners. He died our death that we might live his life. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, watch now, and to give his life a ransom for many. That was the mind of Christ. If we are to have the mind of Christ, we must forsake selfish ambition. We must not look upon luxury and riches and comfort and convenience as something to be enjoyed alone but ourselves. We must not seek great things for ourselves. If as Baptists we have allowed a system to develop, political, on any level, associational, even the church, state convention or southern convention, in which selfish and self-seeking men are honored, and good and deserving and humble men are passed by, then we have gone far from the mind of Christ. Full many a gem of purest ray serene, the unfathomed depths of ocean bear. Full many a flower blooms to blush unseen and waste its fragrance in desert air. One of the most difficult things to explain or to accept in the Southern Baptist Convention is that there are so many good, capable, devout, outstanding men who never received the plaudits, the applause of this convention. And yet, God bless you, me, all of us together. They have the mind of Christ. In the second place, if we are to have the mind of Christ, we must serve others instead of ourselves. Nearly all we do is based on the principle of reciprocity. I'll scratch your back if you'll scratch mine. I'll invite you and your family out to dinner.